Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Tea Talk. Grab your tea, grab your snacks, because we're all going in for a ride today. Hope you enjoy this episode of the Tea Talk, and let's get into it. Have a good day. So, today we're mostly going to be talking about the internet and what it is and how we use it and what we use it for. So, I have a quick definition pulled up of the internet right now by Google. The noun for the internet is a global computer network providing a variety of information and communication faculties consisting of interconnected networks using standardized communication protocols. So, think about that. I want you to close your eyes and imagine the internet. Think about what you do on it every single day and how you use it and what you use it for and how can you make money off of it. Think of what's the importance of the internet and why is the new generation so interested in it. Think, how do we use it? What do we use for it? Now, I want you to open your eyes and tell the nearest person near you, or if there's no one near you right now, as soon as you get in contact with someone near you, tell them, ask them, whatever you want to do. Just have a conversation with someone. Start it off with the internet. Ask them what they do, how they use it, and what they try to do with it. Tell them how they can make money off of it if those ideas come to your head. Ask them if they know any ways that could make money off of it. Try to gain resources from other people. That's, I guess, a good way to start it. How do they get resources off the internet? What is the importance of the internet to them? Now, I want you to isolate yourself again and close your eyes. When you isolate yourself, what do you think about? Do you think about jokes, happiness, sadness, getting mad? Do you think about things that have happened today? Or do you think about the internet? I'm pretty sure one of the ideas that might pop in your head is the internet. Our generation uses the internet now to save lives, to read books, even though we already have resources like papers and ink and leather. We use the internet now for almost everything. Now, as I'm going to search up my next definition, I want you to think, how does the internet impact your life? Okay, let's think. The internet, a global computer network providing a variety of information and communication faculties, consisting of interconnected networks and using standardized communication protocols. The USA definition. The first noun is USA, North American Republic containing 50 states, 84 counterminious states in the North American plus, Alaska in North America, and the Hawaiian Islands in the Pacific Ocean. Achieved independence in 1976, USA. United States of America, USA, America. The states, US. The states, US. Now let's go ahead and focus on the definition of the world. The Earth, together with all its countries, people, and natural features. Another definition for the world is a region or a group of countries. There's many worlds in our solar system. The community definition. A group of people living in the same place or having the same particular characteristics in common. That was the definition for community. Another one is a feeling of fellowship with others as a result of sharing common attitudes, interests, and goals. Now let's focus on the internet again. Bitcoin. What does it really mean? In my opinion, it means something like internet currency, which I'm pretty sure that might come to all of our minds. That's one of the easiest guesses. But if we go to Google and search Bitcoin, we get a type of digital currency in which records of transactions is maintained and new units of currency are generated by the capital. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. By the computational solution of mathematical problems, which operates independence and of a central bank. Another definition is a unit of bitcoins. Bitcoins can be used for online transactions between individuals. Now think, I want you to close your eyes once again and think, how does all this have to connect with the internet? Put the internet together, put the USA together, put the world together, put the community, and even the bitcoins. Put it all together and think, what do you really see with all these definitions? Okay, I've given you a little bit of time, or you could pause the video right here now and think a little bit longer, but I'm just going to go ahead right now. What I really see in this is humankind connected to PCs, game systems, the internet in general. The internet is one of the humans' next big steps to achieving more things in life. Just like with the light bulb and sports and sailing and cars and pottery and making sounds louder with megaphones or speakers and creating toys to keep our interests. And posters help us remember what we love or help us remember something. And even pencil sharpeners, I mean, think about it. It took a while for us to come and realize that we need a faster and more safer way of sharpening pencils. I mean, let me go into that real quick. I mean, I know it's not what we're doing right now, but I have a book on pencils and pencil sharpeners, and I have a lot of books about geography and how far humankind has come. So, let me quickly flip to a page that tells us about pencils and pencil sharpeners and when they're invented. So, let's see. Before pencil sharpeners, the only way to sharpen a wooden pencil was to whittle it down with a knife, which is both difficult to learn and time-consuming to do. Not to mention, a great way to stab your fingers. For folks who took lots of notes, pencil sharpeners were a huge time-saver. In space, astronauts write with special pens, but in early missions, they just use pencils, which can also write in zero gravity. Did you also know the word pencil comes from the old French word pincel, meaning artist's paintbrush? That's because before pencils were invented, people used small brushes for writing. They also used feathers, although we don't do that anymore because that's bird abuse. I recently built my own pencil sharpener. I'm not going to say how I did it or anything, but I can mention that it comes from Kits. If you want, you could go online and search up bolting kits, and there's a lot of them out there. They're also really fun to do. Many switches are in the world, and circuits also. Let's see. There we go. I was just rambling until I found the page. I'm sorry. Pencil sharpeners. Invented nearly 200 years ago. I mean, the invention nearly 200 years ago with pencil sharpeners. Did you know that? That's some of the only stuff it says right there, which is surprising. Oh, here's another page. I don't read this, though. I'm going to give you guys a bonus challenge that you guys can do at home if you ever wanted. Try sharpening pencils and making creations out of it. Send it to my Gmail if you want. But yeah, I'd love to see that stuff. I like seeing art and just stuff in general. Anyways, thank you for listening so much. I really do appreciate it. I hope you have a really good day.